Father, we love you this morning, and we are here to once again listen to your word. I pray that each and every heart will hear, understand, be influenced, and be used of the Lord. Thank you for the life that you have given us, and for the faith, the peace, and the joy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a seat.
Tennessee.
I want to speak on this subject, the amazing Christ.
Epesa me kasafa sa asemia matuze Kristo ni hu aye nwanwa na se ni hu yehu.
The amazing Christ.
Wontinas hu hu se ni amenka na kura wo.
Tell somebody Christ is wonderful.
Gachiro bi se Kristo ni hu ye nwanwa.
He is wonderful. He is wonderful, my Savior. Let's sing one more time. He is wonderful.
Choice.
I want to say hallelujah. Amen. They are actually true. It is by choice.
Those decisions
that you make will invariably affect the quality of your life.
Or
it will direct the course of your
life. Can I hear a
big amen?
Amen.
Who you are now,
yeah, what is a CA?
Is as a result of the choices you made in the past.
And however
that you picture your life is how it will be in the future.
I thought
you say a big wow to that.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
And so life is made up of decisions which lead us into choices which affect our way of life, whether it is conscious or unconscious. It will affect your way of life.
Ntisania eteno abrabo sa wujitum ana wunyintum no dia wa wususu na pesa wiye no ano na eba.
For instance, the person you choose as your lifelong partner will influence the way and manner you will serve the Lord till you die.
Now, wabara bomuno, sani apasa usumi ya mefano, wawarie ni aube fano sa wongukafua wanene benda anteuno, anube chile sadia, mwenyame sumu.
Maybe you didn't hear what I said.
As a one tedio kaya nasi.
I said the type and color and height and beauty and shape of the woman or the man you choose will affect the way you serve the Lord the rest of your
life. Amen. Sani pana obe ware no no. Se se wutumi ware oba ana se bema o Kristo sum no ebe boa o dachi.
Oh, you have to say amen.
Amen.
The wisest and the richest man, he made a decision to choose a woman who led him away from the Lord when he was older.
Wunyansania nebra betwemukono osi aginan anase opawe okana kumamuse obeware obebi openda sa ba no ware no no oba ni yi ni firi nyame ho ade ne ko wi ase.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your choice of colors will determine the way you dress.
Sanya wanka se wasi utimpo wa na wabo utimpo se mepetuntum anase kokko anase ehe sa kwa no so na ofa udisiesie wo.
Won't you say amen?
Amen.
It will even affect the style of clothing that you wear.
And you put betimi aka atade ankasa na sentoma opese wufura no eka no.
Your choice of music will determine the kind of station you listen to.
And nyuma wankasa wadi atum na opa na wesi utimpo se opese wutie no. And notumi ma utumi nya eche se station potin bi anu na wotatie because we born nyuma opa.
There is a radio station I have forgotten the frequency. But they play only old high life music.
Or see radio mframa mukasei baako na ne wure fisa no biti ni din no ankasa na mmom ho de wonga gye atuma da bia enwum dada pa ya high life no anwa no mbo ho.
At least it is better than the foolish songs that they play these days. That is my choice.
Or see and no mpono tetedie no aye high life no utumu se aye eche enemai e dia wo ye ya yankwasi asemi enuma omoto yi.
What a shock. But you still listen to it, don't you?
Asi ni nyina amuru nso wo da so atie nkwasi anwomo no.
You see, God's ordination might be trasaco, but man's choice might be choco.
Wonya mepe a owo ma wana se opa ma wono na ankopese odo kwotra trazako na nso wankasa upe ana bronzampe de ede ukotoko ifinimu wona ede ukwakotna.
It is also a choice.
And nso ye pao.
People make choices, and I pray that after this message you will never regret the choice you make.
En krofo si ejina na obo utimpo bebre na me bompa ise asempa we yechi no won kase we gine tu a wusi ya na utimpa boy no na nka wani nye ho biem.
Won't you say amen?
Amen.
Nobody understands or will ever understand why I choose to be a preacher.
Obi anti ase na obi anzu nim ni anti a me megito mu na me pa wo se me yo osempa kani.
And when I make that decision, not even my wife can tell me no. Because it is my choice. I made a decision to commit and dedicate my life to the service of Christ until I die. Tell somebody it is non-negotiable.
Kachiro bi se we nya de a me ne wotra se adwendwene ho ansana maye.
Want to say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, when I decide with Christ, I don't influence anybody and nobody can influence me.
Adia me madia tum efa Kristo hu no obi entimi nsesa madia na obi entimi nka bibi fufuro njere me emfa ho.
But some of you are shaky when it comes to decision making.
Nsomo mu bi no mu hihim se ba se wusi.
And I have also seen something under the sun.
That
the right things come to you disguised.
And so sometimes
you don't choose them. And when they are gone, you choose what your senses allow you to choose. And over time, you see you made a big mistake.
And
when it comes to things like that, it is not everything that you can reverse. And so tell somebody from today, make the right choices. Won't you say amen? Yeah. Make the the right choice.
Bomodiana pau or power ye or paupa. Papa.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. The version I'm reading says, God wanted to make known to us the glorious riches of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. God wanted to make known to them. He wanted to make known to us the glorious riches of a mystery, which is amongst us, and it is called Christ in you, the hope of glory, which means that there is supposed to be a Christ who can be in you if you agree to it.
And
so when he is in you, the reference can be made that you have hope.
Would you
say amen? You see, if you understand the mystery very well, the Bible is saying that if Christ can be found in you, then there's a hope for you.
Sir, Jesus Christ, you me would
you say amen?
Amen.
If he can be found in you.
Say me.
But he being found in you is a choice.
Now say.
You can decide to have him in you or outside of you. Both are choices. And you have to make them. Listen to who Christ is. In verse 16 and 17 of the same Colossians chapter 1.
It says,
for by him all things were created. Anything that is in heaven and that is on this earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things consist. Tell somebody this is fantastic. He is before all things. He is the Alpha and the Omega. In him there is life. In him there is hope. And when he is found in you, you have the hope of glory. The Bible says that everything in heaven and on this earth were created by him, for him, and through him. You see, you don't understand. The Bible says that everything was made by him and for him. And it was made through him. Which means that without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And he became flesh. And dwelt amongst men. And even as he was here, some people did not recognize him. In the same way as I'm preaching to him right now. And I'm preaching about him. Most of you will never understand. Because when he was here, most did not receive him. Because it was a mystery that the child of God will be born of a virgin and come and dwell amongst men, and people will reject him because he was born in a manger. They wanted him to be born in a palace, but he was born in a manger. What a shock. For by him, all things, tell to somebody, all things.
Ninti,
wow.
Ninti. Ninti.
You see, this kind of God, you will never see his type. Anywhere, except in him. You see, you must come to him and understand him. And then you must live in him. And then he lives in you. And then he gives you hope. And confidence. What a shock. You see, I think that if you look at the power, he says thrones and dominions and powers and principalities were made by him. Which means that all of these things can be subdued by him. One day there was a storm and he was in a boat on the sea.
That could be.
He told the storm, shut up, keep quiet, be still, I want to sleep.
That could be.
And the disciples were saying, who is this man? Who at all is this man? He's so amazing. He speaks to the wind, and the wind became silent. Do you know why? It was because he made the wind. At a stage, the disciples wanted some money to go and pay for his tax. He says, go to the ocean, catch this fish, open the mouth of the fish. In the mouth of the fish, you will find a coin. Take the coin, go and pay your tax. How did that happen? It was because he made the fish and he put the money in the mouth of the fish. So when he sends you, you go.
Tax ne me wi ameka ni twi no e o ka che nsa mun ko nsoro mun ko to da wa munyinam na mun mie nanum mo benya sika wona no munya sika na mun fa nko tiaka adentire timi ba sa ne nyina ne se ono no ye enam no na odi sika nso ye den e she nanum.
Last week I ate red fish. I didn't find money in this mouth.
And I want you to tell me no me wi apata koko ni bi na nso me hu sika bia wona nanum.
Are you listening to me?
Yes. This
evening I shall kill a goat. I won't find money. I won't find it.
And I prefer me kuma ponche. Nanso me hu sika wona num ne sene kra.
Because I did not create a goat.
It says me mammo aponche. Amono.
But the owner of all owners, he said, go and you will see it. Another time he was told, Master, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing.
Ebribinsu ye kachira ne se agya owura ya ye adwuma na dwumu nyina nanzu ye nyahwe.
And he says, oh, launch out into the deep. Tell somebody, go deeper.
I said, oh,
you see, in your mind, you think you know how it should be done. But the amazing Christ, he says,
go a little deeper. The same place where you are, go an inch deeper.
Nemom sa Kristo ya ne huye hui. Baby a wona or so de kwenim kakrabi a doka krabi. Koho.
Yes, still, he says, all right. You know, we have been in this business for a while. But when you speak, we shall do it. You see, Mary had been with Christ for a while. She knew who he was. And she knew a lot of things about him that many people did not know.
Mary obi oni Yesu atenase emre kakra onim sadia Yesu ote ade ne ewo nimu anipa bebere ewo nim.
There's somebody you must get close to find out what you need to know.
Katri obi say ben na hunia.
You see, when you are seeing things from a distance,
se wo hu ade afi a chichiri a,
it is different.
Yesronko atanso yesronko sronko.
But when you get closer,
you see that
what you used to know,
not knowing
there's more. Wouldn't you say amen?
Amen.
Let me take this opportunity to give an answer to a question somebody asked me. He said, I watched a certain video about praying in the spirit. And it made me realize that, or does it mean that all that we have been doing is wrong? And I told the gentleman I'll give him an answer. This is the answer. It doesn't mean that what we have been doing is wrong. It means that you have just gone deeper.
There's somebody
deeper is better.
Catch you be say near Edono a yepa.
I want to say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You can cook and take the surface. I'll prefer the under.
Would you obey to me?
What a shock!
Aye. Obey to man you and would you dear nina? Meme pe aseno
fasten. Cook the king cake, take the surface when I'll prefer the under.
Prepare
the soup. Chop the top. I'll prefer the under.
Because
the under is, tell someone it is denser. Do you know density?
Denser.
Have you studied density?
Density. Latest form. Where are latest form high density?
Hey. Won't you say amen? You see, you must begin to understand that there is more in Christ. Many things. But it depends on what you are looking for. Some people choose in their Christian life to finish and stop at the level of praying for me, which means that somebody ought to pray for them. And so for them, they never experience the power of God. It is only experienced through somebody praying for them.
Oh,
can I hear a big amen? But life is full of choices. In the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse number 15.
Joshua woman edionu and
Joshua said, he was speaking to the people of Israel. He said, if it seems evil for you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve.
Joshua said, or catch the Israel for no sir.
Would you say hallelujah? He says choose. That's somebody choose. Pow. What it means is that make a choice.
That's
somebody make a choice. This year, I am praying that you see the reality of your situation.
I feel we may bomb pie. So one cast to be a woman who been who pa no crana woman pa.
You see everything black and white.
Who will be a too many fita
that God will bring you revelation about your life.
Then so on young coupon the a de a
so that you will decide.
Send your baya who be siege
what to do.
Yes,
and when you decide,
you
will do it well. Nobody will force
you.
Nobody will encourage
you.
Listen, when I know what is wrong with me, I will deal with myself. That is why the psalmist says, examine me. If there be any iniquity in me, examine me. He says, choose. I will not force you. I will not bludgeon you.
Oh.
I will not put any pressure on you. I want you to choose. God is not interested in people who want to be influenced before they make a decision.
He says,
get to know me for who I am.
Don't
love me for what I do. Love me for who I am. And when you love me for who I am, you will decide to serve me for who I am. Because one of my names is I am that I am. Some people love the miracles. They love the power. They love the glitz and the glamour. But they don't love God.
Says,
the Bible says that they deny the power thereof. You are interested in the actions. The comical displays. That's what you are interested in. But the actual Christ. The amazing Christ. You don't know him yet. Joshua said, I'm tired of talking too much. If you don't want to serve the Lord, choose.
Joshua said, "My brother, or kasa bebreho, sa won sum nyankopona wa mon kasa munsi majina."
It is like House of Oak versus Asante Kotoko. He says, "You either belong to this or that. You cannot belong to both."
Akwesa Kotoko any house. Wo Kotoko ajina wa, wo house nso a, jina ho. Da su jina bebi mi jina na.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people, when their team lose, then they change colors. Hey!
Even when you
call me 7-0, I'll still be House of Oak. No change. Tell somebody, no change.
Do you know
what we call it? Phobia for life.
Phobia for life. Phobia, our horse, dada. Hey, Fabros. Ukuma pima apim beba.
But every day the apim is coming, we're still killing them.
Pastor, apim eba. Ukuma pim apim beba.
You see, nothing must change your mind. From your service of the Lord. Most Christians, they are confused. They think Christ can be found there. Or there. Or this way. Or that way. He's in you. Hallelujah. That is why he says Christ in you. The hope of glory. Where can he be found? In you.
In you.
But you are looking for him elsewhere. Where are you going?
Who should shadow baby from?
And so you can walk around, you won't find him. Because Christ is not in an instrument. Christ is not in any prayer. Christ is not in any building. He is in you.
Jesus Christ only akasemunum. Oni BBM, oni mpaina ubonimu, owa wankasa umu.
Maybe they don't understand.
Ebi awani ti asiye. Yesu umu.
There's somebody, it is deep.
Katire, ubise muto. We,
let me shock you with a scripture in the book of Luke.
Turn
your Bibles to the book of Luke.
Sure. Luke 1. Luke. Luke. Doctor.
Verse 20 and 21.
Is a
chapter. Look for it.
20, 21.
I have turned the manna into cake for you. Now you want me to help you to swallow it? I'm reading verses 20 and 21. The chapter. Look for it.
Was he training the way you train? No, I need to come.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, if you are smart, last week I used the same scripture. When he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Oh, are you listening to me?
Hey.
That means that you won't see.
Oh.
Tell somebody, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you think that God is somewhere in the bush
and
you are going there, he is not there. He says the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. This was at a time when Christ himself was alive and he was talking on this earth. He said, neither shall they say, look here, nor look there.
Osi,
but the kingdom of God is within you.
Osi, and
there's somebody, Christ in you. The hope of glory. He says, look here.
Osi, shaha.
Look there.
Nasan shahanzo.
Look up. Look down. Look sideways. It does not come with observation. Better make up your mind. You are not going to see the kingdom with your eyes. It is within you. Christ in you.
Christ in you.
Christ in you.
Oh,
Christ in you. The hope of glory. Neither shall they say, look here. Christ is there.
Oh, Christ over her.
He is under the table.
Oh, our
he is in that church. I'm sorry. He says, it is within you.
I say, oh,
you see, there are many things within you. But the mystery and the reality of life is that you don't know. In conclusion, you see, as a believer, you must stand up and be counted.
Hey, as I said, we do miss so much now.
That the whole world will know that you are a believer.
That's
somebody, God wants hot believers.
Revelation
3:15, he said, I know thy works. I know that you are neither hot or cold.
This am the team and San Chichemu we no or say minim sa on yeshu and on sunsua on yen.
It is only in Praise Chapel that you hear something like what he said.
Or say aye ye shum kuto na bit mati asembi to said the
says. You know, whether you are hot or cold, we don't even know.
Say we are sheep, and I say we are minimpono. Minim.
But I wish that you declare your position.
Now where you may pay ah me wama we say ubet to me.
That the whole world will know that I am hot for Christ. If you are hot, this year,
Safi,
become hotter. And if you are cold, my prayer for you is that you become hot.
Hey.
I said you must stand up and be counted.
Messi, as I said, to me so Regina na ya kan wo.
When the Zion train is coming, we must know people who are in the train.
Sir, Jesus Christ ankasa train kura ni twi e kan den. Kete kete tene ba. Hey.
Some of you are hot today, cold tomorrow, warm yesterday, very cold, minus 50 degrees. You are confused.
When
we even call you come for prayer meeting, also for no man kiting kiti bineji chama kwele. No man kiting kiti. Let me direct you. Hold on. Let me direct you. No man kiting kiti will become no man kesia kesia. If no man kiting kiti are worried, you can't serve the Lord. So no man kiting kiti will become no man akasia akasia. They will become mountains.
Hey, mepo. I see. Who be so be sad? Then another one man pay. But Ozofu. And no man kiting kiti bio. And no one is also sad. No man kiting kiti no enche. A baby by akasia akasia. Now fear I be poor. He see when he see when him.
What a shock. Because you see, everything is growing. So if you refuse to grow,
no man
kiting kiting will become no man kasi kasi.
Small things will become great and powerful things. Great and mighty.
Very soon they will become mountains in front of you. Look, if you are looking for an excuse not to serve the Lord, there are plenty. There are many. I can give you plenty why I will serve the Lord.
My work, oh, does not allow me at all to go and do anything for Christ.
Also for send me call lectures.
Also for these days. I've been going to lectures. Oh. I'm learning.
From 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Also for every non crown and pay mukopim non song enumere. When I got home, then I'm so tired. I can't do anything.
Hey, Juman, I say customers not does.
Hey, these days, I have so many customers.
Also, be bad. Sorry, crown, I'm trying to dainty.
When I come to church, if I don't take care, I will sleep home. So let me go back and sleep home.
Send me down, and I'm back.
Hey! Why are you?
I said, if you are looking for an excuse, you can get plenty. Look, I can even give you more. Oh, is anybody hearing me this day? You can't get any excuse. Look. Somebody gave Jesus an excuse. The person thought Christ was a fool.
He said, "I have prepared
a banquet for you."
Or say me, "Messiye opon kasi adwan kasi papa bi pa ma bra,"
because I know that he just got married.
Me nim say wo sesi ana waware,
and I'm the bread of life.
Na me ne enkwa bodo no.
Come.
bra. Wo no were mumra na me mamodie
ni. Yesu pa.
Wo ye nika wo. You Christ pa de.
Me ni mire ye wari ye no. It's like ese ye kokoshe ya sase anajo. Wo mo ko check mo sase anajo.
Ozaku. Ozi Christo. Ja. Akwese me ni me yire wari ye no. As I say, I talk to you, I'm not doing a dear son, and you're wedding for her now.
Into a party, you know. You didn't wear any next time.
So, this is your banquet, dear. Let's make it next time. Let's make it next time.
You see, I don't know how you read the Bible, but when you want to find things, you find them.
Minim Sani, I will kind choice them, and I will person who will be able.
How do you go and look at Asasi Anajo?
Eh? Go and have a look at your land in the evening. Now, run Chris will be
this year. I pray that God helps you.
Have you been bomb by sir? On your coupon,
I want to say amen.
Amen.
So that you choose the direction you want your life to go. And whether you are serving or not serving, look, I will not beg you, I will not ask you, I'm asking you to choose. Christ is looking for servants.
Christo
oh yeah, that's it. He's looking for servants. Those who are ready, able, and willing to serve him. Listen to me.
TMA.
I want to give you an opportunity to rededicate your life to the service of the Almighty so that you will begin to serve this amazing Christ more. Tell somebody more. If that is you, without being cajoled by anybody, without being influenced by me, I am a servant of Christ. I'm preaching his word. I cannot preach my word. I'm preaching his word. And so his word is saying, choose.
Pow.
And if you rise up to your feet, it means that this year, you will commit yourself to the service of the Lord. Without being forced, you will serve the Lord. And you can declare with Joshua, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. If that is you, I don't care who is watching. You can stand up.
Be with me.
decision, I want you to take a step forward. Come. It is a dedication service. We are going to dedicate our lives again into the hands of the living God. That this year you will decide to serve Him. No pressure from anybody. However you serve the Lord, it is proportional to the reward that you will get.
Would you
say amen? Maybe you didn't hear that. I said, however you choose to serve the Lord,
is
proportional. Or inversely proportional. To the kind of reward that you will get. If you don't know, let me tell you that there is a reward in serving the Lord.
Let me sing to you
a song we used to sing when we were in the Scripture Union.
Scripture Union School.
It's a great thing to serve the Lord.
Let
me turn the words around for you. Because God is great, it is a great thing to serve Him. And when you serve Him, He will make you great. Won't you say amen? Yeah. But you choose to do other things, and you have been doing other things, you done them, and still, look at you. When you serve the great God, you get closer to Him. Then He will make you great. Lift up your hand and receive the Jesus prayer. You need some. Don't go and buy any perfume. Receive the Jesus
prayer. You
pray yourself. Say to the Lord,
This year,
it looks like I want to do more than I've ever done. In my time, in my money, in my commitments, in my service, I want to do more for the kingdom. And I pray that you give me life so that I can serve you. It is a great thing to serve
you.
A great thing to serve
you.
It is a great thing to serve
the
Lord.
Now, what's up, I know?
To serve.
see the great thing to serve the Lord.
Let him take your life. Let him take your being. Your body, your soul, your spirit. Everything you have and everything you are. Don't forget, he made you. By him all things consist. You can see Christ in all things. Lift up your hands with me, all of you. And say with me, this year, my intentions are clear. It is either God or no God. And if there is God, I have come to dedicate myself unto his service. And if there be any reward,
and if it then be any wrong,
in his service,
and in his service,
however it comes,
I receive it
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And if I have come to God, may I draw closer
and go deeper
and stand by him in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
It is a great thing
to serve the Lord.
It is a great thing.
It is the way to serve the Lord in the light of.
Oh, you can dance to your seats.
We bet you have a walk and what's not so walk on.
Got to nothing.
Let's wait as he comes to lead us into receiving the offering.
I am chamber of the energy of